Well, the fans know it doesn't matter if you're rooting for the maroon and gold or purple and white. Get there early, and they will. Tonight, North and South, key conference Indiana game for both with similar league losses to top-ranked Southport. Both enter with five-game winning streaks, but it's the Cougars looking for its first three-game win streak since 04 against the Southsiders. But the 11th-ranked Panthers know that, and they know all about the sweep that was applied to them by Bloomington North a year ago. They also know each other. Veteran senior guard Jake Treadway, Johnny Jaeger, a possible intriguing matchup to watch tonight. One has been the chief defender for Andy Hodson, the other having his best shooting scoring season of his career for J.R. Holmes. Another key matchup tonight on the home score, Josh Martindale, turning into the Panthers' top defender here recently against young freshman Musa Jallo, who isn't playing like a freshman, playing in his first North-South game tonight, averaging over 11 points, and like Jaeger of South, shooting lights out, 63%, 83 from the line, 5 rebounds plus in the Cougars' 9-2 season today. Both teams enter tonight shooting around the 50% mark, but in these respective 5-game winning streaks, they have been a lockdown defensively. South yielding 38, North 46. Could have us a final like that tonight, like the sectional title game last March when the Cougars won 38-35, winning a sectional for the first time in 10 years. Or maybe like a year ago tonight when the Cougars shot 57% and held off South, who scored 30 in the fourth quarter, only to lose 72-66. Yep, as Andy Hodson told us earlier in the week, the rivalry is back. Tip off about 7:30 upon the completion of the JV game that goes at 6. North is 4-7. Aaron Parker's JVs are 10-0. That ought to be a good one, though, as those two have at it at 6 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the tip tonight. In the 68th annual battle, we'll have Chalk Talk, and our coverage starts at 7 with both coaches. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, after our postgame show tonight from the home court. Elsewhere, Dave Mahurin's 5-3 Edgewood Mustangs expecting to stay unbeaten in the WIC tonight. They're hosting the 2-7 Wildcats of South Vermilion at 7:30. Owen Valley, also 2-0 in the league, hosts Northview. 3-0 league leader Brown County is off until next weekend. Green County Invitational semifinals tonight over at Switch City. Vincennes Reveille, North Central Farmersburg, and Linton will play Eastern, the title game, Saturday night in Switch City at 7:30. Thursday, high school results. David Bright in on 4 event wins for Dave Tanner, but North lost to Columbus North, 108-78 in the pool. Alan Beasy, though, won his first career 100 backstroke event. Also was in on the winning Cougar 200 medley relay. Alicia DeMars won the girls diving in a 133-51 loss to the Lady Bulldogs. Terre Haute South swept Edgewood last night in the pool. Senior Michael Gossett won two events, the 2 and 500 freeze. Mallory Fisher had a PR, winning the diving. Sammy Roberts took care of the 100 fly. And freshman Brittany LaFoon was third on the floor, fourth in beam. North lost its gymnastics opener Thursday night to Columbus North.
And there we are, right in the middle of the winter season, and the gym will be the warmest part in Bloomington tonight, Joe.
Sure will. Forget what it is outside.
Now get there early. Everybody knows that. JV game gets going beforehand, so if you're late, you're going to stand if they let you in at all, right?
Well, that's never been a problem. You know, people are always there by the tip of the JV game.
Good.
So, like I say,
it's
they
a good
know
community
that.
Night.
People know
so,
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if we've got any newbies in town that think, hey, I'm going to take in some local culture, don't be late. Get there early.
Doors open at 5, so the tickets will be on sale. What tickets are available. So, yeah, get there early and get out of the cold, get into the warm.
And coming up a little bit later, we will discuss Indiana Ohio State tomorrow noon on ESPN. We saw in the Big Ten last night, Michigan State took a 11-point halftime deficit, Joe,
yeah,
turned it into
certainly
a 14-point blowout.
Carryover from Monday night for the
Spartans. It didn't look like it in the first 20 minutes, but the second 20 minutes,
yeah,
they went back to the old game plan.
Yeah, they shot 70% in the second half.
And Travis Trice, 7 of 8, 3-pointers, 25 points, dominated the glass as well, and beat a good Iowa team in Iowa. So Sparty-Spartan, not surprising, rearing their head. But Indiana needs to win tomorrow to keep pace with everybody else. No teams are unbeaten except Wisconsin in the league, so it is a free-for-all right now. Joe, we got a busy weekend on the airwaves with NFL football.
Yeah, sure do, as we pick up coverage tomorrow and again on Sunday. And Glass ran it down. Of course, tomorrow we have the AFC, the Ravens in New England.
4 o'clock
kickoff, big about 4:35 coverage at 4, followed by Carolina and Seattle. Then on Sunday, Dallas and Green Bay. And then we'll pick up the Colts coverage with Bob Lamy. That game's due to kick about 4:40 out of the Mile High City of Denver as Indianapolis looks to move on into the title game of the AFC against either Baltimore or New England. And that game is on Sunday, so we'll hop from one to another on Sunday and start our coverage at 4 o'clock tomorrow for all of the NFL playoff action.
Excellent. Great stuff, Joe. We'll get caught up. Talk to Hoosier Beat coming up at 8:45.
Well, let's bounce back Saturday and Sunday for the men and the women.
Yeah, women had a tough one yesterday against Ohio State, but they got a quick turnaround to fix that up, so hopefully they get that going in the right direction. All right, stay warm, throw a pot of coffee on, and we'll catch you.
Oh, yeah.
Catch you in about 55 minutes.
Coffee's on.
Joe Smith joins us every Friday morning, live on the telephone, 7:45 and 8:45. This man is not. He is the dean of sports in Monroe County. He is our good friend, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing again, Glass? Morning, Julie.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
Thank
happy
you.
New Year.
Yeah, happy new year to you.
Pour some coffee on the sun so he can do his job today.
Come on.
Yeah. And we can get up there in the mid-teens. That's great. But the house will be rocking at the corner of 17th Street and in Dunn, surrounded by Fee and surrounded by the bypass. The Assembly Hall will be the site tomorrow morning, Joe. Indiana, I don't want to call it a must-win game because there's plenty of hoops left, but I think for the psyche of the team, this is a must-win game.
Well, it's simply a Hoosier basketball bounce-back weekend for both the men and the women, starting Saturday at a little past 12 noon. And then that's when Thad Bana brings in his 22nd-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. And then continuing on Sunday afternoon for Terry Morin's women, 2 o'clock hosting Wisconsin. The week that wasn't, really, for both Hoosier basketball teams. Tom Crean's fellows licking wounds from that 20-point road loss Monday night at Michigan State. Might see Emmett Holt, maybe another Hoosier in the starting five against the 13-3 Buckeyes. We expect better, regardless, from everyone. Wearing the whites, home whites tomorrow afternoon from Troy Williams, Honor Mascara Perea on down. Buckeyes beat Minnesota Tuesday night in overtime at the Barn in Williams Arena, so they have a road win. They're 2-1, have been allowing only 60 points defensively in all 16 of its games, so Mata's got them dialed in defensively. It is the Hoosier home Big Ten opener in its 1-1 campaign to date. ESPN at noon. Tickets, by the way, are available. Might check out the ticket office or go online, iuhoosiers.com. Hoping, of course, the Buckeye men aren't as hot Saturday as the women were Thursday night. Coach Terry's gals on the wrong end, 103-49, dropping Indiana to 1-3 in the league. And now Wisconsin, come Sunday at 2, the Badgers are 2-2, but they're only 6-8 overall. Last night, Ohio State, the ladies hit 63% for the game. They opened up on fire, a 17-2 run to start things, and away they went. They led by 32 at half, and it got worse. Jess Walder, 16 points. Amanda Cahill had 13. And also Indiana hurt themselves, 18 turnovers, a lot of them in that first half, outboarded by 20, so enough said there. Have now to turn to Sunday at 2 to get back into the win column, and the men hopefully will get it rolling a little past 12 noon on ESPN on Saturday. High school beat, of course, the annual have at it, north and south. Again, the doors will open at 5 tonight. Tickets are $5, by the way, if you haven't picked them up at the schools, and they'll be on sale at the schools until the end of the school day today. We'll have our coverage beginning with Chalk Talk, both coaches Andy Hotz and J.R. Holmes at 7. Tip-off around 7:30. We anticipate it to be more around 7:40 following the JV game. Aaron Parker's Panthers, by the way, are perfect 10-0. The JV's from Norah, Jordan Basie's crew 4-7. They won the South Ripley JV tournament over the holidays. We have Edgewood playing tonight, looking to stay unbeaten in the WIC. They're home to South Vermillion at 7:30. Greene County Invitational semifinals of Vincennes, Reve, and North Central, Linton, and Eastern Greene. The winners come back and play for the championship Saturday night at 7:30. Have a little swimming tomorrow. Bloomington South and Edgewood will compete at the Bloomington North Diving Invite. Edgewood wrestles down at the Evansville Memorial Tournament, and Bloomington South at the Rugged Belmont Tournament on Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. And by the way, girls basketball, North will be home. The girls, a 1:30 matinee game to Terre Haute South. And Bloomington South plays a 2:30 game, and a big game it is within Conference Indiana for Larry Winter's crew at Franklin Central. That game again at Bloomington South at 2:30 on Saturday. In Glass, we've got a whole bunch of exciting NFL action coming up this weekend.
Starts tomorrow, 4 o'clock pregame, Westwood One's coverage of the divisional playoffs. In New England, Baltimore, New England kicks us off, followed by Carolina, Seattle. Then Sunday morning, 12:30 pregame again, Westwood One, Dallas, and Green Bay from the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Then we'll flip it to Bob Lamy and the Colts Veteran Radio Network. Your exclusive home for Colts football in Monroe County is WGCL. Colts, Peyton Manning, and the Broncos, the opponent, 4:40-ish kickoff on Sunday. Joe, we are up to our ears in it. We know it's the winter because we've got a million events that you just told us going on, and that makes for a busy Monday morning program as well. Why don't you get it a couple minutes early on Monday so we can make sure we get everything covered, because we'll be knee-deep in it.
We'll be there, and I'll take you up on that.
Sounds great. And we'll hear you tonight after the Bloomington Review. North and South, Chalk Talk with both head coaches, 7 o'clock, and then 7:30 is tip time again, like you mentioned, pending a great JV game before that. Hopefully that doesn't run too long, but if it's exciting, we don't care. And we'll get you to the coverage as soon as possible. Joe, have a great weekend.
All right, my friend.
You got a quick 12 hours there, Friday night, and then noon on Saturday. You'll need reinforcements Saturday afternoon about 4 o'clock.
It beats after you just outlined everything that's going on the tube. In addition to our duties, both live, high school and college, I'm glad we're playing at noon and not an 8 o'clock night game.
Absolutely right. Get it in, get it out, put your feet up, and enjoy a little bit of the football and the golf on the weekend. All right, Smitty, great job.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Joe Smith.